Welcome back. We're here with Trainer Road's Jonathan Lee after stage 5 of single track 6, longest stage today. How'd it go, John?
It was good. It was longest and it didn't have the most climbing, but I think it's going to catch a lot. And it did catch a lot of folks by surprise. I wasn't even thinking about this stage. And then once I started to analyze the profile, I was like, oh, it's actually going to be quite hard. And yesterday when you and I spoke, I was like, I'm just going to go hard and that's going to be my strategy. But there was a really hard climb at the end. So I was a bit nervous about the go hard strategy, but, threw caution to the wind and did go hard in the beginning. It was like 3 loops and it was about 28 miles and we climbed like 4,100 feet, I think. And, in the Bragg Creek area. And the first loop was like really rolly climbing and not a whole lot of sustained. And I think that blew a lot of people up, the hard punches. And then after that, the second loop was a lot of sustained climbing. And then the third loop was a steep, sustained, but shorter climb. And the descending was surprisingly tricky. I didn't think that it was going to be difficult, but lots of like blind turns and easy to blow off the course and lots of roots and lots of rocks and everything else. So you had to stay on your toes, but it was a good stage. It was my best looking objectively at like my performance, and I haven't uploaded my ride file yet. Yikes. But it was the best one. I started off like the first 15 minutes, maybe close to 20 minutes at 3:18 NP, which is higher than anything I've done so far in the race. So I'm satisfied with that with stage 5, you know, being deeper into the race. And then, but it definitely was, you know, that put me in a bit of a hole, but at the same time, I still managed it well throughout the race. And I think it was the best stage yet. And in terms of placement, it was too. I finished 8th on the stage. So still 9th in GC, and I don't think that'll change. But yeah, anyways, yeah, pretty good day. Surprisingly.
Cool. Congrats. Do you feel like you're going to have some more gas in the tank to go really hard tomorrow? It's the shortest day, like 18 miles, right?
Yeah. Yes. Short. And like, from what I hear, the least technical as well. So what that means to me is higher speed, and higher speed also means like you kind of have to like clutch a little bit coming into stuff, meaning like you can't just stay on the power all day. Cause if you're carrying more speed, you're going to blow like whatever the quote speed limit is of the trail and your tires. So it'll be one of those ones where I have to like stay on my toes.
Speaking of which, it's like storming right now. Are your Aspen mud tires going to be okay if it's wet?
I just drove through one of the like gnarliest thunderstorms I've ever been in. I thought the windows were going to break from the hail. And somebody asked me on Instagram, they were like, hey, did you bring some mud tires? And I was like, oh, you mean Aspens? I've got even faster rolling versions of those. And that's all I've got. So like, no, I mean, if it's muddy, it is what it is and we go for it, but this is like a summer thunderstorm. And I'm kind enough, our friend Janelle from Four Eyes, she has me at their home. Obviously it's not in the van. And Janelle, I think this is kind of like a summer thunderstorm. It'll pass and it'll probably dry out tomorrow morning, you'd say. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So I think it'll be dry.
I think those like higher alpine trails, what people don't realize too, is that they usually drain really, really well too. Even if there are low points on the trail, they're still higher up and not even by design tend to drain really well. So there probably won't be a lot of pooling, even if it does keep raining. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I'm banking on. And it, right now, that's what Janelle's nodding to. Janelle,
I'm planning on. That's what I need.
Yeah, so Zach, your kids—they know that region really well, so they know what's going on. So I think I'll be fine for tomorrow and ready to go really, really hard for the 18 miles. That's going to be like a very short XCO. I think I think it'll be like a 90-minute race.
Nice.
I don't know, maybe up to 2 hours, but today was 2 hours and 37 minutes. So my longest stage, and there were no wrong turns or anything, to make that 2 hours and 37, but it was lengthy, in that regard. So yeah, I feel good. I don't feel clapped or anything else like that. So
how are temps, and did you have to, utilize aid stations today on the longer day?
No aid station utilization. But one thing I did forget to mention yesterday is, they had people with sponges at the aid stations and they would wring out a sponge of cold water. That was great. So I hope that they had that for the folks today, but once it turned to rain, I'm sure that they didn't really care about getting water on this, but it started off cold and then it got warmer throughout the day, but it started colder than was like forecasted, but it was still warm on the last climb. There were a lot of just like you were in the sun and it was in some spots kind of like humid and stuff. So I followed the plan. I brought more electrolytes, took in more electrolytes. Nutrition was dialed, didn't have any issues and felt strong all the way through. Saved the run gum for later on. Once nice. I was about halfway through is when I took it. So then that way I'd have a bit more on the final climb. But something that was interesting, Ivy, like on the first loop, I was, you know, punching hard and I was riding with people that I haven't been riding with so far in the race because I wasn't doing a conservative start.
Oh yeah.
And, I was rolling with them and I knew that because I started so hard, that final climb was going to be really tough. So on the second loop, and we aren't repeating the same trails. It's like, when I say three loops, it's like three distinct loops. But on that second loop, I knew that I could get around this guy, but I stayed behind him for a long time because I felt like it was actually, you know, I would pull ahead a bit from him, I'm sure, and save some time. But I think that it was good for me to stay behind him and kind of like recover a little bit after that really hard start. And I think it made it so that going up the third climb, it was like really hard, but I could carry a bit more pace in between those like really steep punches, just because of the fact that I was aware of the fact that I went too hard in the beginning. And then I kind of settled in. I don't know, like even pacing isn't possible on this course. Like it was just too steep and punchy in spots. So I still think it was probably the fastest way to do the race.
So, yeah. And it feels like some of those, when there's a steep climb like that at the finish, it almost is irrelevant how you pace it. It's just going to hurt at the end, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I looked at the climb and like based on the stats, it climbed like 1,000 feet in 2 miles. So that's a hard climb. Like that's steep. So I kind of like just looking at that, I already understood. I was just like, okay, this climb will suck no matter what. So, but if I'm really blown coming into it, then I could bleed a ton of time. And I'm sure I lost some time, but not a whole lot. But man, it was surprisingly tricky on the descents today. Like there were, like I said, like a lot of turns that would catch you off guard, particularly left-handers. They've all ended up being off camber. And then they would have these like decreasing radiuses at the end. So they'd tighten up and it would be off camber and it would be loose and limited line of sight because of really tall, like kind of undergrowth that you had in a lot of spots. So it was really, you had to like, it was kind of a mentally demanding day. You know, like because going up, it was always rocks, roots, picking a line. And then going down, it was, is this going to be another left-hander that just like I blow off course? Hopefully not. So it was tricky.
Yeah.
Really had to like be aware.
Do you feel like it's, I feel like it's stressful to go race a single track section or do something I've never seen before. Like it's so hard, not even worrying about going fast, just like to remember that I'm racing and need to pay attention like when you have no idea what's coming up. It's tricky.
Yeah, when you're riding blind, you tend to drop into a pace that is like within a comfort zone, but racing, you're typically out of that comfort zone. So it's always this like back and forth, like after a scary moment, you're like, whoa, okay, so you're back within yourself for a bit, but you do have to coax yourself out of that comfort zone again to carry race pace through things. And that's kind of like an argument for if you know that you're going to race something blind, you might want to have like a front tire with a bit more grip or like kind of like an insurance plan, maybe a bit less pressure. Hopefully it's not too rocky and then you run yourself into like a flat situation. But like having that extra little bit of insurance can really help on blind days when you're carrying race pace, but it ends up biting you because you just don't know the trails. So yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, tomorrow, last day, are you going to go hard from the gun again, you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just,
and to be clear too, I'm not attacking and like going off the front. There are like probably like, you know, 10 people. There's like 30 people going as hard as we are in the beginning. And then there's some people that just walk away from me. So it's not like I'm sprinting ahead of the field or anything. I'm just holding with that front group a bit more. At least I did today. We'll see if I can tomorrow, but that would be the plan, is to go with the front group and push.
Nice. Final question. Are you sick of food yet?
No, but I'm craving a salad. I cannot wait to just eat like greens and but
oh, like can the you talk about why you're not doing that right now?
Yeah, fiber. Like it'll make you go to the bathroom more. It'll make you hold on to more food in your digestive tract. It'll slow down digestion. And like right now, like I want everything to be so optimized, just like pack into glycogen into my muscles and give myself protein to be able to recover. Like typically I'm really big on making sure there's as many colors as possible in my food. And like right now I'm like, make it anything between like white and brown. And that's like it, like, yep. You know, it's not exciting. So I'm looking forward to eating like really what I would call good food, like food that makes me excited, like, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of vegetables and stuff like that. But right now, no, and I'm not sick of it though. I've like, that turkey sausage is like a savior for making the morning breakfast, like the rice a bit easier, and the soy sauce helps a lot. Not sick of PB&J's, got some extra crunchy peanut butter with local jelly too. So no, like, it's still eating.
So, cool. Yeah, well, one more day and then you get a big green salad.
Yeah, I'm excited. So I'm going to stay with some friends in Rossland. We've mentioned them before on the podcast, John and Shelley. And so I'm going to do like a long drive right after the race to go stay with them. They're close to the US border in BC. And yeah, I'm sure that they're going to, I'm excited to eat like really good food with them. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, we're past stage five. Like last time I did this race, stage five is where I crashed out, right? And I didn't even want to talk about that beforehand because I didn't want to have some sort of like subconscious thing in my head. So I didn't even think about it. But yeah, we're past that point and now we've got one more stage to go and I'm excited to finish it strong.
This wasn't the same stage five as the last time you raced it, was it?
Totally different courses, different region. the last single track six we did was way more technical than this year's single track six for sure. I think that this year's single track six is approachable by an average mountain biker that wants to do like a hard race that mm-hmm. will put them into spots where they do like really technical stuff every once in a while, really hard climbs every once in a while, flow trails, everyone, like it's a good variety. And that I think is really cool. And it's unique because a lot of stage races will be kind of, unidimensional. It's just like every day is kind of the same. Cape Epic in some ways was kind of like that. Although every day kind of had a variety, it was kind of like that, but this is different every day. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's pretty cool. So, yeah, I think a lot of people, to be frank, like I paid for my entry fee and stuff. The event didn't give me an entry fee or anything. So this isn't me like, you know, selling or anything else, but I think it's a really cool event because of that, because it changes every year and even day to day. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, so for you and good luck tomorrow. Rest up and let's try to move up in GC, huh?
Yeah. Let's look at that really quick. So yeah, that ain't happening. I've got
no.
Oh no, it could happen. Sorry. I could go up to 9th. I have to make up 2 hours. Oh, sorry. Not 2 hours. 2 minutes and 30 seconds on somebody. So nice. I don't know. I mean, it would be really tough and we'll see if it's possible, but that's what I'd have to do. So
I believe.
Thanks, Ivy. I believe yep. too. Go for it.
Cool. Rest up, man. Talk to you tomorrow. Good luck.
Thanks, Ivy.
Bye.